Aloha and welcome once again to another episode of the Hawaii Vacation Connection. My name is Bruce Fisher. Thanks very much for checking in with us. Got a great one for you today. We're going to be talking about some Hawaii vacation news. Going to tell you all about the Royal Lahaina on Maui. We're also going to go over packages that have been booked in the last 24 to 48 hours. So if you're planning a trip to Hawaii, stay tuned for that or fast forward to that, because we're going to tell you what things are costing to get here for your Hawaii vacation. This podcast is brought to you by us. We're the owners of Hawaii-Aloha.com. In Hawaii, Hawaii's experts, you can catch us on the web at www.Hawaii-Aloha.com. It's an Aloha Friday. It's August 27, 2010. So glad you are here. Hope you have a good weekend planned. It is Aloha Friday here in the 50th state. That means that we go out and we try to party. And it usually starts happening very early. Waikiki Beach and all over the islands as we start to pauhana. We start to get off and relax. And hopefully you're doing the same. If you're catching this before the weekend, of course, if the weekend's passed, well, thanks for listening. And hope you had a good weekend. Maybe if it was 2 weeks ago. Whenever it was, just hope you're having fun. If not, we can help with that because we can help you plan that Hawaii vacation. Get involved with us if you're on Twitter. Please follow me at Aloha Bruce. That's A-L-O-H-A-B-R-U-C-E. You can also catch us on Facebook just by typing in Hawaii Aloha Travel, all three words. One at a time. Yeah, with a space in between. It's easy to find us. You can type in Hawaii Vacations and find us. And type in Bruce Fisher and find us. But we would love for you to find us and get involved with us and interact with us because that makes it a lot more fun when we hear from you guys. We really appreciate it. Got a lot of ground to cover. We'll get right into it here. First, I want to tell you about something new happening at the Ihilani Resort out at Ko'olina. That's on the Ewa side of the island. They're actually starting a new Polynesian review, sort of luau, that they're going to be doing. It highlights Polynesian culture. It's called the Fia Fia Show. And it's going to take place every Thursday evening at the resort. And it's led by entertainer Chief Silo Ava and his cast of dancers and musicians. And the show features performances from Samoa, Tahiti, Hawaii, and Fiji. Sounds like a great time. And I guess they're thinking about this because they need to put a show there because guess what? Right next door, they're opening up a Disney, right? So it's going to be probably smart to have a show there. And as we see the economy bouncing back, we're seeing more openings of more entertainment venues, which is great. It's all good for Hawaii. The show is going to be every Thursday at 4:30. You're going to get some cultural activities that you can participate in, which most luaus have, by the way, is some sort of participation. If it's a good luau, it does have that. And it's going to be followed by a two-hour show. Tickets are $90 regular price, $45 for kids 3 to 11, and under 3 go free. Here's some more news. The former PGA Tour professional and golf course designer Jack Nicklaus will be on site to monitor the renovation of the Kualoa's Golf Club. He showed up there. He's starting today, actually. The renovation of the Kiele Ocean Back 9 started in June, and it's expected to be completed in May. Currently, half of the 36 holes designed by Nicklaus are in play, and upon completion of the Kiele Ocean, we'll have three new holes that he's going to put in there. And I guess there's going to be an additional renovation of another six holes. And listen to this. One of the holes is going to be a half-mile stretch of oceanfront holes. So bring a lot of balls for that, right? Man, sounds pretty treacherous. Jack Nicklaus, since he's retired, he's built a lot of courses and done a lot of them here in Hawaii. And he's going to be reviewing everything and taking a look at it and designing these new holes. So that's going to be exciting to see that. So go grab your golf clubs. You know, Hawaii is just a great golf destination. Of course, a lot of you know that. But we have some of the best courses in the world here. I ran into a guy when we went over to Maui who was going over to Kapalua. He was just flying in to go play Kapalua. Very challenging course. And especially with the wind up there and everything. It's a great place to get your golf clubs out. And even just for the fun, even if you're not that good. Now let's get into talking a little bit about the Royal Lahaina Resort. We had an opportunity to get visited yesterday by the folks from the Royal Lahaina and the Royal Kona. The name of their company is aptly named Hawaii Hotels. Basically, Hawaii Hotels is a management company. They manage these two properties pretty exclusively. I don't think they have any. I think they have one more that they're a smaller property in Lahaina that they just started managing. And they're a great bunch of folks. We book a lot of folks at the Royal Lahaina. So I wanted to talk about the Royal Lahaina today. And then maybe at another date, we'll talk about the Royal Kona. It's just fresh in my mind. We were just there. We just did a site inspection over there. And I was really pleasantly surprised. The minute I got to the hotel property, I felt the sense of Hawaiiana there. You know, you're going to see almost immediately thatched roofs. You're going to see a lot of the rich wood tones of the 60s that you see. You're going to see bamboo. You're going to see the kind of flora and fauna. You know, those plants, those palm, those wave palm trees. You know, the ones that look like they fan out. Those palm trees that give you that real Hawaiiana feel. When you see like wood carvings and lots of teak woods, rich colors in the lobby. You've got those tapa patterns in lots of places. So you have the beautiful tapa everywhere. So there's no question that you're in Hawaii. You can't mistake this for Hawaii Hotel when you walk in and you just set eyes on the property. It opens up into, you know, the standard lobby area, and then you can walk straight out to the beach. They have a great beachside restaurant, which I don't remember the name, and it's not Don the Beachcomber. Don the Beachcomber is over at the Royal Lahaina. But they do have a Don the Beachcomber-like bar that you go to during the luau, but we'll talk about the luau stuff later. But it really is a beautiful resort, and they renovated it 3 years ago, but it's been highly maintained because I hadn't been there since the renovation. And so it was like, wow, it looks like it had just been renovated. I mean, it was even more Velvet Elvis, you know, before the renovation. But we met Toby, one of the sales guys there, and he took us around, gave us a great tour. And we do have some video up on our website, brand new video that we took that when we were up there, a walkthrough of all of the buildings and a beautiful shot of the beach behind there. And, you know, the beach is really nice there. It's a beautiful golden sand beach. And when you walk out to the hotel and you look to the left, you can look right up the coast there. And to the point there is where the Sheraton is. And the Sheraton is at Black Point. So you can see right up the coast one way, right up the coast the other way. Right behind the beach, if it's high tide, I noticed the beach can get shallow there. More shallow than I had remembered in the past. So keep that in mind. But on both sides of the hotel, there's just plenty of beach for you to enjoy. There's two pools. They have one beautiful large pool and then another smaller pool that's closer to the cottages. And we'll also talk a little bit about the cottages. But it's a great location, beautiful beach, beautiful view. And we had a chance to go upstairs. Toby took us up there. We got to look at the rooms. I was very impressed with the rooms. They've got to be at least 400 square feet, close to 400 square feet, with the beautiful private lanai. We saw the ocean, all of the categories, but the ocean view unit was really beautiful, adequate. The furniture was all this teak furniture. They have a custom-made bed there and headboard that is made out of teak, and it's just beautiful. And they designed the beds in such a way so that they're higher up on a platform so that you can easily put your luggage right underneath that bed, which is a great idea, I think. Because you know how you check in and, you know, you got to put the luggage in the closet, and it can take up a lot of room. This is a great way to get the luggage hidden and out of the way. The bathrooms were beautiful. They have those louvre blinds that separate the main bedroom where you sleep, you know, the sleeping quarters, with the bathroom. So you can open those louvres up and it kind of feels more open in the room, is what I'm trying to say. And they have a beautiful sink and vanity area. You know, they have all the amenities, everything, blow dryer, they even have a nice mini fridge. It's not stocked, but it's an adequate for, you know, keeping stuff cold if you want to have some drinks or whatever in there. And the sink has those above the sink. It looks like a bamboo, and the water flows out of it like a little bamboo thing. And it's really a nice touch for washing your hands. You know, where they have the spigot. That's what I'm trying to say. Get over to our website. I got some pictures of it. You can check it out. Really, really beautiful. Now, keep in mind that the property also has some beautiful suites that are very large. Two-bedroom suites. Because there's one bedroom and there's a living room. You can see, you know, 4 to 6 people in it because they have couch and pull-out sofa and everything there. So those suites are gorgeous, and they're around $700. But if you're doing a wedding party or something, maybe the wedding party can stay there for a couple of nights, just as the wedding suite, and everybody else can stay in the property. There's an affordable the thing about the Royal Hyatt is one of the more affordable properties that we have in that area. Now, the property itself actually contains three different separate offerings. One is the main building, which we're talking about now. The other are the cottages. These are, they're like fourplexes, basically four rooms in a cottage. They're small. They haven't been renovated in years. They've done a little soft renovation with some paint, maybe switched out a little bit of furniture. But for the most part, they're very rustic and old and small. They do have a couple of units there in those cottages that are large. That's their suites, and there's only a few of them, maybe one in each building or something, and those are a lot more money, but they are available. One nice thing is the location. If you have one of those cottages like on the ground floor, you're opening up pretty close to the beach, almost on the beach, right into the ocean, and it's just lovely. But it's no more than a hotel room. Don't think of it as a separate cottage, a halle, or some sort of, you know, private thing that you're going to have to yourself. It's not. So keep that in mind. And they're sort of wood-framed buildings. But it is great if a bunch of people are coming for a wedding, they need more affordable accommodations. It's perfect for something like that. And then also on the property is the Ka'anapali Ocean Inn. This is a three-story walk-up only. It's an older, very old property that has not been renovated in many years. However, they've done the best they can with it. I can tell you that the oceanfront rooms are closer to the ocean than you can be almost anywhere. Because in the days they built this Ocean Inn, the property setback laws were different. So people could actually build close to the ocean. And they did build very close to the ocean on this one. And even these kind of like very marginal rooms are not that bad. I mean, you know, if you're on a tight budget, this is definitely the place to stay. It's better than staying than a hostel. Keep in mind, you have all of the amenities of the hotel that you can use, their pool and everything. But also keep in mind, the Ocean Inn is very near to the luau, where they have the nightly luau. So every night that's going to be a little noisy, I can imagine, on certain parts of that building, especially if you're adjacent to the luau portion. So keep that in mind. And request to be on the east side of the building, where it's away from it. But all in all, it's adequate. That's about all I'm going to say. Because it's about as far as you get where I would start not stop. I still will go ahead and recommend it under the conditions that you understand what it is. But it's close to being one of the kind of properties I would stay away from. But certainly it is not, you're not going to, if you know what you're getting into and you're just laying your head down, it is adequate, it's clean, there's maid service, and they really do the best they can with this property. So that's the Ka'anapali Ocean. And overall, I give the property great reviews, especially you'll have no problem staying in the main building. And that's where I pretty much recommend most of my clients stay, is in the main building in those renovated rooms. So hopefully you'll enjoy it. You know, there's lots of quick transportation. It's, I think I did mention, it's about 15-minute walk down to the hotels where the Whalers Village is and where some of the major hotels are. So it's not that far either. So hopefully you'll consider the Royal Lahaina. And we're going to talk about these folks in upcoming shows. And I'm going to be talking a lot about Maui right now. I'm kind of on my Maui series. So for the next, I don't know however long it's going to take me to get through it, we're going to be talking a lot about Maui in the next few episodes. And I think next time I've got to talk about the Royal, Lahaina Shores, which was really impressive. And also the Ka'anapali Ali'i, that'll be on the next show. But I talk so much about the Ka'anapali Ali'i, I wanted to give a little bit of time to something else, but we need to get into a formal review, of the, Ka'anapali Ali'i. And I promise that is coming up. Well, now's the time in our show where we like to talk about packages that have been booked in the last 24 to 48 hours. So if you're planning a trip to Hawaii, this is an excellent segment for you. Let's start off with a package for five people. They're coming in from Dallas-Fort Worth. They're going to be coming to the island of Oahu. That's where we are. They're getting two rooms at the Aqua Waikiki Wave, one of our favorite properties. They're going to be staying in a Superior Wave with a balcony. They also got lay greeting and transfer. Total package on this, package price on this is $59.89. Look at these dates, February 22nd to February 26th. So four nights, staying in them. Really, you know, this is a really nice property right in the heart of Waikiki. It's a budget property, but a nice one. So congratulations to these folks. I want to congratulate the Johnson family. They're going to have a wonderful time in Hawaii Day. Want to also thank Kalei over at Extension 31. Kalei's the agent that put this package together, and it's a good one. And people are going to really, you guys are really going to have a great time on this one. $59.89. Next package is also for two people. I mean, it is for two people. And they're going to be coming in from Albuquerque, New Mexico. They're going to Maui, and they're also going over to the island of Hawaii, which is on the Kona side. They're going to be leaving February 22nd to March 1st. In Maui, they're staying at the Napili Kai. Very nice choice. Oceanfront Studio. Those are really nice, those Oceanfront Studios. Those have been renovated not too long ago, too. And remember, the breezes up there in Napili are really, really brisk. You're going to get beautiful ocean breezes. And during the winter, I mean, let's see, what time, when are they going to be there? February, you know, if they, it's just the beginning of March, you may still see whales. People start telling me at the beginning of March, they're starting to see whales. So that'd be very cool. And you could probably see them right from your oceanfront balcony there. People tell me, I mean, like we were talking about the property at the Royal Lahaina, people see them all the time breaching right out there. And if you get high, it's good to get up high, you know, up about the 10th, 12th floor. And these guys are going to have a beautiful, beautiful view, and they're going to get to see that. And also, they're going over to Maui. They're going to stay at the in Kona at the Kanaloa. These are really nice condos, full kitchen, everything you need to make a meal and enjoy yourself. One-bedroom ocean view as well, and they're getting that that special on the convertible. Total package price on this one is $63.85. Congratulations to Self and Dale Consey. They're going to be having a terrific time in Hawaii Nei next year. Everybody's starting that advanced planning. Remember, now's the time to start planning. You never know what's going to happen in the market. At least now you can get in, get those rates locked in. And with our, you know, packages and our book now, pay later packages, we get you into our bulk program. If those prices go down or if things change, you know what? We can adjust that package, you know, down for you. So give us a call at 1-800-843-8771. Well, that's going to pretty much wrap it up for us. We want to thank you very much for tuning in. Remember, we do it every Wednesday and Friday. We want to thank the folks, Lindsay and Ann, over at the Royal Lahaina and over at the Royal Lahaina and the Royal Kona. And for my beautiful wife, Yaling, and myself and all of us here at Hawaii-Aloha.com, we want to say see you next time. Aloha and mahalo.